Good morning. We're continuing with Maseches Trumos. We are in the sixth parak. Parak Vav. We are up to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph introduced us to the halacha of Mashalim Karen V'Chaimish. When someone eats Truma, he's not supposed to eat Truma if he's not a Kayin. He's either a Yisrael or a Levi. When he eats Truma, he has to pay back the principal of what he ate to the Kayin with, as we described, another quarter. It's called a fifth, but this is called V'Chaimish Milavar. After everything is paid, you have five parts, but ultimately it's a quarter of what you had to pay. Now, Mishnah Beis discusses an interesting case. Bas Yisrael, sha'achla truma v'yachakach nisis l'kayin. So you have a fine young Jewish girl who is not a bas kayin, and she eats truma. So the halacha is, now she has to pay Karen v'chaimit. She has to pay back the principal of what she ate, plus this extra quarter, this extra fifth, as we're describing it, and she has to give it to the kayin. Now, her luck, she finds a nice young kayin to marry, and she marries him. So now she's entitled to eat truma. That's the halacha. If a bas Yisrael marries a kayin, she becomes entitled to eat truma. So now who does she pay this karen, this principal, with the chaimish, with the extra fifth, to? So the Mishnah says, "In truma shlei zacha ba kayin achla, shalemas karen v'chaimish liatzma." So if the truma that she had was truma that was saved, it belonged, it was from her own crop, and it was supposed to be given to the kayin, but it was never yet actually transferred to the property of the kayin. So she now has to pay back to any kayin. She needs to pay the principal to any kayin, which can include her. So now she can pay the principal and that extra fifth to herself. And what does it mean to pay herself? It means that she has to give it to herself whenever she's going to eat. Now has the halachas of truma and is subject to the restrictions that truma has. Can't become tamei and so on and so forth. And can't just use it for certain purposes. It has to be treated like truma. However, if truma shezacha ba kayin achla, let's say it already was given to a kayin and she ate it. So this is pretty much a standard case of theft. She took something that belongs to somebody else. So in such a case, shalemes karen lebailim, she has to return the principal of what she took from somebody else. She has to return that to the owner of the truma, to that kayin. V'chaimish liatzma, she can give the extra part, the extra fifth that she's giving, she can give that to herself. The Mishnah explains, somebody who by mistake eats truma when he's not, he or she is not supposed to, karen, he has to return the principal to the owner, to the kayin we took it from, because it's a case of regular gezel. He can return an extra fifth, which is a knas. He gives that to any kayin that he wants. So in this case, she can give back what she took from the kayin to the kayin, and she can give the extra fifth to herself. It just means, as we said earlier, she has to treat whatever she's going to be giving to herself as truma. Continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel.